From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has taken up the latest North Korean missile test, what's believed to be a new intercontinental ballistic rocket. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned the North has brought the world closer to war. It appealed to China to scale up sanctions, including a cutoff of oil against its neighbor.
China must show leadership and follow through. China can do this on its own, or we can take the oil situation into our own hands.
President Donald Trump spoke by phone Wednesday with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping following the latest missile launch. Deputy Chinese Ambassador Wu Hatao said China's dual suspension proposal is the best option, trading a freeze on the North's missile and nuclear testing for a freeze on joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said it's clear there's no military solution. He called for an end to what he said was a spiral of tension. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert called for unity in a U.S.-led campaign of maximum pressure.
Together with the international community, we must send a unified message to North Korea that it must abandon its weapons of mass destruction programs. All nations must take maximum economic and diplomatic measures to increase pressure on the North Korean regime.
She said new measures are being considered that would include maritime interdiction of goods coming to and from North Korea. An international meeting in Canada in January is also expected to produce what are called better ideas on dealing with North Korea. In South Sudan, local officials said a tribal militia killed dozens in Jonglei State. The attackers believed to be members of the Merli ethnic group who attacked the village of Dukpile Tuesday. Killings appear to be part of a series of revenge attacks targeting the Dinka Bor tribe. The UN mission said dozens of women and children were abducted. This is VOA News. Syrian government negotiators are in Geneva to join the eighth round of UN-led peace talks aimed at ending nearly 7 years of conflict. UN envoy Stefan de Mistura said the talks could continue into next week.
What I know is that we are intending to renew the meetings next week, and we intend to have them next week as well. Now, if anyone wants to have a weekend off, we are always free to do so for consultations. What is important that we have ongoing process of discussion.
He said he hopes the two sides could have a chance at direct negotiations. The government delegation delayed its arrival after the opposition kept up a demand. President Bashar al-Assad stepped down as part of a transition. On the ground, mortar blasts continued in rebel-held eastern Ghouta near Damascus Wednesday despite a ceasefire. Clashes in Yemen's capital Sana'a Wednesday claimed the lives of at least four people, the violence pitting loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh against Houthi rebels' supposed allies. The fighting took place around the city's central mosque in what appeared to have been a territorial dispute. Pope Francis is in Bangladesh Thursday, where he's expected to meet members of the Rohingya Muslim refugee community, which fled a crackdown in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Wednesday, as Francis entered a four-day trip to Myanmar, the Vatican defended the moral authority of the Pope following criticism by some rights groups that he was not more forceful publicly denouncing the crackdown that's forced hundreds of thousands to flee. Greg Burke is a Vatican spokesman.
This was the trip to Myanmar, which we had made diplomatic relations with, and as the trip was being organized, actually, the refugee crisis was aggravated, correct? I mean, it was not conceived as a refugee trip. You're right. It is one of his main concerns. He talks about migrants and refugees every single day, but that wasn't how this trip was conceived.
Burke said the Pope's lack of public condemnation does not take away from his past statements or what might have been said in private as he met Myanmar officials. In Honduras, the seesaw vote count for president appears to be about even now following Sunday's vote. Initially, it appeared the challenger TV entertainer Salvador Nasralla was on his way to victory, but further results now show incumbent center-right President Juan Orlando Hernandez pulling even. Nasralla has accused his opponent and the election tribunal of fraud. China's manufacturing activity accelerated in November, boosted by global demand for its products. In Japan, factory output edged higher in October, following a drop in September. In South Korea, the central bank raised a key interest rate for the first time in 6 years. On Wall Street Wednesday, gains in financial, industrial, and healthcare stocks propelled the market further into record territory, with the benchmark Dow Jones average adding nearly 104 points to close at 23,940. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.